This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Last Friday, the Environmental Protection Agency released the proposed renewable fuel standard volumes for 2026 and 27. The increased RVOs for biomass-based diesel compared to recent years delivered immediate support into the ag markets. We will hear more from United States Senator Chuck Grassley next.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather. A combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, says the increased RVOs from the EPA will help increase demand for U.S. soybeans and soybean oil.
There are big wins for farmers in this rule. RVOs for biomass-based diesel were set at 5.6 billion gallons, which is above what industry called for. This great news helps increase demand for U.S. soybeans and soybean oil. The proposed rule also gives double the incentive to domestic feedstock as it does to foreign feedstock. That's a big boost for American farmers.
He adds that there are still some pieces of the renewable fuel standard that are yet to be determined.
Finally, it phases out a Biden-era push to make electric vehicle manufacturers qualify for the renewable fuel standard, which is the opposite of the program's intent. While this is very good news for Iowa farmers, we still have some questions. We'll need to see what happens with the small refinery exemptions, which can have a major impact on biofuels industry.
Senator Grassley made his comments on Tuesday during his weekly ag conference call with farm broadcasters and reporters. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.